Well, we'll go ahead and get started. What keeps coming to me about meeting tonight was, uh-oh. Did you go away on purpose?
No.
Okay.
My face. On my back. Oh. Okay, I see what happened. I think when William jumped on me. Is that better now?
Yeah, there it is. And there he is. Hey, William. Oh my gosh, you are so handsome.
Isn't he?
He is.
Such a good boy.
What a
Yes, you are.
sweetie.
You're a good boy.
So, do Mary and William, do they get along okay with other dogs? Like if they're on a walk and they run into them?
Their walker has trained them to behave. They do okay at the groomers when they're playing on the floor, but they really monitor what's going on, and if there's any issues, they'll separate them.
Oh,
But
okay.
they get to play on the floor at the groomers, and there are other dogs playing on the floor. So they thought they would do okay at daycare. I have not pursued it because I think the walk is a better use of my money.
Yeah. Then it gets their, they get their energy levels under control. I just wondered because I took Matt, when Magic goes to the groomers now, he has the absolute best time. And he's just running around and having a great time. And the ladies across the street have a full-size Labradoodle, and then they have a 3-pound Dachshund that's he's like, I don't know, three months old now or something. He's a baby. And so he's just, he's everywhere. He's like a spaz attack. And Magic loves him to death, but he's not crazy about the big guy. And the big guy is just a lovey, absolute lovey,
They typically are.
And we went over for them to play yesterday, and Magic just did a lot of growling. And he kind of put the little guy in his place. He didn't snap at him or anything like that. He just growled at him, and he, they do the whole butt smelling thing, and there's no problem with that. And then if I, then when I picked the baby up, Magic kept just wagging his tail, I mean, I know he loves the baby, but I don't understand why he's not. He behaves like he's still trying to protect me, like he did in Colorado. But when he goes to the groomers, there's none of that. He's just running around playing.
But you're not there, are you? Because they're different when they're not guarding me.
Well, I'm standing there talking. I mean, but he runs around playing when I'm not there. But even when I'm standing there, I mean, he doesn't come over and act like, he wants me to stay or anything. He's like, "Aren't you gone yet?" He's just playing. So, yeah, I
Now,
don't
these
know.
guys are like dropping your kids off at daycare. They're screaming until you're out of sight, and then they're having a blast.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, Magic doesn't do that at the groomers. He's having a great time. He can't wait to get inside.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it is. I love that. When we went on Tuesday, there had to have been a dozen dogs there. I mean, there were dogs everywhere, and they were all having a fit. And I stood there and talked long enough that everybody settled down. And they were just the ones that wanted to play were running around playing. The others were up on the sofa because it's at this lady's home. I could never let all that many dogs loose in my house. That would make me crazy. But anyway. Oh, what a sweetie.
My baby.
So does Mary have a pink collar?
Yes, she does.
Does she? Okay, so other than the allergies, how have you been this week?
Pretty good. I've made some cards I just love. I'm getting a few things. So I think I don't remember if I told you this or not, but I had an epiphany a couple weeks ago that I'm just always feeling rushed, like I'm on a time limit. And that's not good for me. And so I'm making an effort to, a routine is one thing, but to obsess over time is not healthy. So I'm catching myself more and letting go. So I'm
Okay, good.
slow progress on that.
What do you think is Well, I want to ask you, what do you think's causing that? But let's welcome Rachel here. Hey, girl.
Hey, I'm so sorry. I'm late. I haven't been feeling well today. I apologize. I don't know.
Oh, do you feel up to meeting?
My mind has just been in a fog. I don't know. It's weird. Tempo's here.
Hi
What a sweetie. Well, I had just told Gail a few minutes ago that I got real good sleep last night, and then I had two naps this afternoon, and I still feel like I could just sleep.
Oh, well, that's
And
what I've been doing, just sleeping. And it's like I haven't been sleeping well at night, though. Like I get 2 hours, I wake up, 2 hours, I wake up.
no.
Like, oh, what is going on? It's been the last 2 nights. So I'm just a little out of it today. I'm sorry.
Bless your heart.
That was me Sunday and Monday.
Was it?
Yeah.
Don't
Well,
know what
it's a
that
full
means.
moon tonight or today. I'm not sure what hour it turned full, but there's all that energy that's pulling on us along with everything else. And so let's just all be really gentle with ourselves because there's a lot of energy, a lot going on.
Yeah, I'm feeling it for sure.
Okay, so Gail was just telling me about feeling rushed. So what do you do to what was my question to you? I'm sorry, I
Oh,
just
it's from the army. Just always being on a deadline. And so there's a lot of things that I need to get done, and so I've just slipped back into that mode. And it's not productive, it's not helpful, and it's not getting things done any faster. It's just stressing me out. So
Well, so
I'm paying attention to that and trying to catch it in the moment and change it. And I'm doing better.
Good. So you're recognizing it and then taking the action steps to take care of it. You know, that's the hardest thing is recognizing it when it happens instead
Yeah,
of two
in real
days,
time.
two days later. And you're going, oh my gosh. Yeah, for sure. Well, today, I was just telling Gail too that everything, what kept coming up for me about tonight's call was about the love coming first before anything else. You know, being in that vibration of love as much as we possibly can, no matter what else is going on. You know, I keep telling myself when I want to, I need to get my journaling done and reminding myself there's nothing more important than that. You know, unless magic is poking me, which he does with his cold, wet nose. Then that's the most important. And then right after that is the journaling. And Tempo is beautiful. Look at the markings on his face.
Yes, he's a handsome guy, huh?
Wow.
Wow.
Making,
Gorgeous.
finally making an appearance.
Yeah. What a lovey.
He's half Bengal.
Oh.
That's why he looks a little different. Yeah, he's a good boy though, but lots of energy.
Yeah. Well, it's nice that he's been being just a lovey right now.
Oh, he has been for the past 2 days. That's why I know something weird is going on because normally he's not like this. I think he feels it from me. He's like, "What's up, Mom?" What's happening?
Yeah,
And
he's
he's
helping
very,
out.
very close to me, you know?
Yeah.
So I want to say something too about the energy that or the doingness. I've kind of been having that also. I really noticed this week too, like how I do things in like a frantic mode.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what I've no I noticed that this week too, Gail, for myself, where I was just like, I'm just doing stuff like it feels like I'm in a panic or I'm just frantic to get things done. But then yeah, when I look up, I'm like, what did I do? Not a lot. Yeah.
That's
Or they're not, or it wasn't important things. You know what I mean? Like it's like, oh, I'll clean the house, or you know what I mean? But then it's like, but I needed to do other things. So I've been noticing that energetic for myself too. And really been telling myself this week, like, slow down. Slow down. Because what I've noticed too with that energy is like I'll miss things.
You're too narrow focused.
Yeah, exactly. So when I slow down, then it's like, oh, I can actually see things again. And so I've been working with that a lot this week too. So I don't know if it's maybe just us and we have something, that we're sharing this energetic, or if it's something in the air, or but I've noticed that energy too. And for myself, what I've been doing is slowing down. And then Kate, that one meditation, it's you sent it to me in a DM, I think, and I just love that thing.
Which one is it?
It is the manifesting one, but where you're like holding hands with you and with God or with
Oh,
Jesus
Jesus. Yeah, that's
in
the main
circles.
manifesting one.
Oh man, that one is just, it's got some real potent magic in it. It really does.
I have
And
listened
I've
to
been
that
listening.
four times today. Four times
Nice.
today. Yeah. Every time I would, when I would, when I took my nap, I laid down with it. And then
Yep.
when I woke up, we went into the bedroom and I played it again. I played it when I first got up this morning. I played it again when I woke up in the bedroom four times today. Yeah, it's like Jesus is in there, you know?
Oh, totally. I mean, I had a real interesting experience the other night with it. Like, I didn't want to. I was going to bed and I usually listen to it in the morning and at night. And I didn't feel like it one night. And I said, ah, I need to listen to it. Why wouldn't I want to listen to it? I better just do it. So I did. And Jesus actually talked to me. And I've never had that before. And he was like, I'm here. I'm always going to be here. I've got your back. You can relax. And I was like, oh my God. And I talked to him. I was like, look, I need you to be real. Need this to be real. I need you to always be here. Like, if I'm going to completely surrender, which is something else I've been working on. If I'm going to completely surrender to God's plan, I'm going to need a guide. So you can't like just show up now and then when I need you're not there. Like you got to be consistent.
Yeah. He will always be there. He will always be there. And
Forever.
if you feel like he's not, it's only because your energy has shifted. It's not because he's not there.
Okay, that's good to know. But yeah, I was very frank. I'm like, listen. But it was very powerful.
I'm sure it was. Gee. Yeah.
And yeah, really, really powerful. And then since then, I've been kind of feeling like my insides are rearranging. So that's what I say when I'm saying I'm not feeling well. It's not like I feel like I'm sick. It's like something is inside is rearranging.
Now,
Like I'm
have you
weird.
ladies go, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying, I get like weird pains in places where like I normally have pain, and then all of a sudden, like the thing, it will feel better. So like that's kind of happening. I don't know what that is, but I'm just surrendering. I'm just going with it.
Well, the more we can stay in that higher vibration of love, the more quickly our body can heal. You know, replenishing our cells and overcoming, especially when we're releasing energy we've had locked in the subconscious that causes illness in the body, we're getting rid of that. We're taking it out. We're transforming it to a love vibration. And with that comes the healing, but the change, body, the body's going to change. The body's just going to change.
It feels like the weirdest thing I've ever experienced, but that's where I think it's like really kind of sent me off. And so I'm trying to just surrender to it. It's taken a lot to
And
be with.
the body's acclimating. It's acclimating to the new energy you're moving into, plus the energy. Well, we had all those solar flares, and all of that, it makes changes in the body because we have to meet that light vibration, and man, 30 years ago, I would never have believed that. It just was outside my scope. And now it's like, of course. You know, just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not happening. And yeah. we had, well, I think it was, I don't remember what year, 2018 or something. We had none of those solar flares, those big major solar flares. And a couple weeks ago, we had like 13 in 2 days, you know, something like that. I mean, it was intense. Yeah. And we are now, you know, our bodies are still acclimating to all of that. You may find yourself weepy. You may have headaches. You know, having the feels like you're having an energy download because your hearing just, it's like a switch is flipped over. Yeah. I've been having those.
I had that too at one point. Yeah. And I was like, whoa, what happened?
Yeah. Cause yeah. it's so profound. It's so intense that you can't miss it. It's like something just went in there and flipped a switch in your head and the whole hearing thing is shifted. And that could be, I don't know much about them. I got these little bitty tiny hairs right here and they're making me crazy because they tickle my ears. We have those little crystals, you know, in our ears and in the pineal gland, you know, I've Dr. Joe Dispenza is so awesome because he shows you all these drawings and stuff. You know, we have all those crystals that are reacting, you know, to the energy. And we have to just be gentle with ourselves as our bodies acclimate to that. You know, I was thinking the other day about somebody that, you know, if they actually lived in, I don't know, the 1700s, and they were to come into today's world with the energy that we have already acclimated to, their bodies would rebel, you know, and knowing what's happening, I don't know that it makes it easier, but it definitely takes the pressure off, you know, okay, well, my body's just acclimating. I'm going to be okay. You know, I just need to work through it now. And that's one reason why I bring up like Helen Chin Liu that does the reflexology, because we are all capable of doing reflexology on our hands. And I think you ladies can both reach your feet. Okay. You know, that's not a problem. But you know, some people can't, but we can do it on our feet. We can do it on our hands. And just like with your allergies, Gail, you know, I know Rachel's helping you with that, but, or, you know, Rachel in UK, but if you go to Helen Chin Liu's videos and you do a search for what you're experiencing, chances are she's got a video to show you how to do something, whether it's on your feet or your hands, to help relieve the allergies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm a huge believer in that we can heal our own bodies. And I don't even take vitamins anymore because I wasn't feeling any kind of difference. It didn't seem like it was helping me. I wasn't feeling any better. So I just stopped, but you know, I'll take a Tylenol or an ibuprofen or something because I don't take the time to do some, whatever it is I need to do with a body ache, you know. I'm lazy about that. I'll just take an ibuprofen. Well, usually a Tylenol, but as far as medications, you know, I don't take other medications and I can't take cold medication because it makes my heart beat too fast. Oh. So, you know, but when you keep your vibration up, germs don't stick. So we have to really be diligent about that. You know,
I like that, germs don't stick.
Yeah. Well, you know, Florence talks about that. You know, I don't think she may not say exactly that, but you know, it's the same thing as, you know, when we keep our vibration up, you know, an illness is a lower vibration, but when we can keep our vibration up, and even if, you know, even with the allergies, cause I have them a little bit too, not bad anymore. Cause I did a Reiki session on sitting on the sidelines of a football game I think I told Gail knows that story where, it was on my birthday and I forgot to take the allergy medication. I had the headache. I had the pressure and the felt like, you know, I need to blow my nose all the time. And cause it was so swollen and stuffy and the quarterback hurt his ankle and I sat down there and reikied his ankle. And next thing I knew, all my symptoms were gone. My symptoms were gone. I never would have thought that could happen. So, you know, raking your animals when you're feeling all that pressure, using, you know, the pressure points on our hands or our feet to help relieve the symptoms. I just think that there's so much that we can do ourselves to really support our health.
I've just been going into it. Like when it kind of hurts, I'm like, let me just go in and see what it is. And then it's like it dissipates.
Oh, good. Yeah. But, well, you're observing it, you know, energy reacts differently.
Yeah. And that's what I've been doing. It's like, okay, stop fighting it again. Like, and again, that's kind of the theme I've been seeing with the panicked kind of activity too, is like, you know, I'm fighting something. My life force is like trying to push something, right? Like I'm going upstream. And so that's why I decided with my body too, when it was making like my back and different places were hurting, I was just like, okay, just go into it.
When you stop and go into it, are you taking deep breaths?
Yeah.
Because see, that changes the whole pain thing too, especially if you're going to stand up. You know, like when I've been sitting here for a long time and I go to stand up, if I'll take the deep breaths before I stand up, everything works.
There's and you no don't get dizzy too.
Yeah,
exactly.
Difference in the world.
Yeah, so it's been very interesting, but I do see this theme or this pattern of like, you know, fighting the status quo or what is, and then my energy gets very frantic and panicked in that space. And then I just like do, and then nothing actually gets done. And then when I, and it's almost like I go out, you know, like I'm not here. Something else takes over and it's just doing. And then like I'll realize it and go, oh, now I can see it and look at it, but it's after the fact, you know. And but then when I look at it, it's like, well, what did you do?
So are you noticing that your thoughts are going to, in the past week or so, have you noticed that your thoughts are going to things that happened a long time ago? Like replaying over in your head, not that you have an emotional charge to it per se, but just thoughts from the past are coming up, things you hadn't thought about in a long time. Are you having anything like that happen?
Yes, but not during like the panic frantic time. During that time, I just feel like I'm completely not present.
Okay. Well, especially at those times, you know, if you can step back and take those deep breaths and focus on the breath, because if you're focused on the breath, it'll help to bring your heart and mind back into coherence, because it's, you know, that the frenzied energy, I don't think that that's ours.
I don't think it's ours.
You know, it's something that we're, and it could be part of the acclimation, you know, the body's acclimation.
Well, I think it's similar to Gail. Like I was at my mom's, you know, a couple weeks ago, and she's a doer. She's always busy doing something and she's always got to get everything done. And I remember that energy from being a kid. And I asked her, I was like, Mom, and no disrespect, I mean, I love you to death, but what is that? Like, why do you always feel like you have to do everything all the time? Like you're just, she's constantly on the go. Like she will not sit down. And, you know, she was a teacher. So obviously that has something to do with it, because you kind of have to have that frantic energy. But I kind of noticed the frantic energy in her now looking back at this, right? And, but I did have the wherewithal to ask her when we were visiting, and she was like, yeah, I think because your dad didn't do a lot, which he didn't, that I felt like I had to do it all. And then I employed you and your sister to help. And that's why I kind of transferred that energy to you guys, because I needed help. So then, cause she was always on us, like, you know, don't be lazy. You do this, do that. You have stuff to do. And so I think similar to Gail, I think it was just like put into me from life.
And I think I got a lot of it from my mother, because she was such a perfectionist.
My mom too. She's a huge perfectionist. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. And I have that trait too. of being a perfectionist to the fault where like I won't do something if I know I can't do it perfectly. And I'm trying, yeah, it is. It's a total trap. And I'm getting out of that, luckily, but I see it now and it's like, oh God. So I think I'm seeing kind of, you know, like the roots of things are starting to kind of come up. So I guess in a way, yes, Kate, although I don't notice it in the moment, but I think, yes, I'm kind of seeing things from the past, but I don't think it's because I'm dwelling on it. I think because it's showing me where it's coming from.
Yes. Yes. That's a better way to describe it. That I've been having that. Things that is like, it's like the sequence of events starts to play out. You know, I'm seeing it playing out, you know, some how I'm feeling about something right now. And then in not intentionally following the breadcrumbs, but next thing I know, I'm going back to seeing, okay, well, why this happened? Like, you know, I love to paint, but when I go to, I've still got my paints are all set out. And do you think I could pick that paintbrush up and put some water in a cup? You know, that's not happening. And I'm like, why? And it went back to a girlfriend of mine saying terrible things about a painting that I did. That was me. It was a painting of all the things that I love. It was just not an abstract, but, you know, it was just things put together that I had painted that I loved. And there was a rose in it in my hand, and the thorn had pricked my finger and there was blood because of the pain. You know, and she said terrible things about how morbid it was and how, you know, she didn't call me a witch or anything, but, you know, we were like right there. And that when I saw that, I was like, what the hell? One, she means nothing to me. Two, she's dead. You know, so she really means nothing. But I saw how what she said to me affected me and how much it stifled my own creativity. And I was like, no.
And how often we allow that to happen.
Yeah.
You know, I thought recently too of something with my body, because I've kind of been feeling all this stuff with my body, you know. It did bring me back to a time when I think it was fifth or sixth grade. Where I was playing on the playground, and I matured a lot faster than everybody else. And some boys started calling me thunder thighs. And like that has stayed with me my whole life. And I do have thick thighs. So we cannot say that's not true. But that just felt so demeaning and horrible to me, you know, even at that age. I didn't even really know what it meant then. And then I kind of saw like how other things like that have happened with people commenting on my body and how I've really internalized it, when it's like, wait a minute, who is that stupid guy? Like, is he perfect? I don't think so. Like, I'm sure he, you know, I don't even remember who said it, you know what I mean? But it was like, I'm sure his body isn't perfect either. But how we let those things really affect us. And I've done that with my body. That's, you know, one of the things that always bothers me is my thighs. So
well, like, I have to tell you, Rachel, that several of the books that I have read, the guy starts talking about what the woman looks like, and, you know, she's a fuller, curvier woman, and he starts to drool, you know.
Because... And maybe that's what it was too. Mm-hmm. Maybe that boy was attracted and didn't know why, and so had to cover it up. Who knows? You know what I mean? Yeah. But yeah, I know now that that's, you know, not, it shouldn't have a bearing on me, but yes, it's, but I don't know what it is.
I don't know if you're of the age where the programming was as strong as it was when I was a kid, but it was like the male opinion matters more than anything. You know, it's like you twist yourself into knots to be attractive to guys. And that's why it's so devastating at that age.
Yeah, I think it was, Gail. I'm almost 50. So yeah, it was, And I, later I got into, or right around that time, maybe it was when I was modeling, or just a little later. And so I do see a lot of my youth, and even the music that I was listening to at that time was very male driven. It was all those hair bands, right? Like Motley Crue and Poison and stuff like that. And they were all talking about women and sex. And so the
objectifying.
Only, totally. So yeah. That's all the message I really got was like, to be worthy as a woman, you have to be attractive to men.
Yeah.
We all trying to fit in and find a place. And, you know, we're looking outside of ourselves for validation because that's what we're taught to do. You know, we're programmed for that. And the validation isn't there. No. It's just not
so
there.
It's hard to make that switch. Like, why is it so hard to switch back? Like, damn it.
Well, it's just programming.
But I think recognizing, you know, that event, you know, that's great. At least you can process it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've had several come up lately about my body, like just weird little things. Like another time, a girlfriend of mine, we were in a bathroom and I was just getting my boobs. So that, you know, they looked awkward and weird. They weren't like real boobs yet. And they weren't big enough to have a bra yet. So, you know, I was a little self-conscious about them. And I had this shirt on that had a zipper across and it did actually unzip. I don't know why. 80s. And she unzipped it right in front of a bunch of people in the bathroom. So there's several like little things like that, you know. And then even in high school there was another incident. And so I'm starting to kind of like piece it all together and go, oh, I see where how it all kind of like came about, and then how it was reinforced mm-hmm. year mm-hmm. after year, you know, as things continued. And And I never created or understood or, you know, that there was a different way at that time. Now, obviously, I'm seeing that. But yes, trying to switch tracks is like, I know it in my mind, but now I have to get it in here, right?
Well, when those things come up, being able to infuse that situation with love energy, you know, transforms it. It transforms the pain of it. And, you know, forgiving the person involved, the situation and yourself or any part you might have played, you know, maybe thinking, oh, I could have stopped her from unzipping my shirt and I didn't, you know, blaming yourself. You know, there's no blame there. It was an experience that happened that's never going to happen again. And intellectually, we know that. But when we infuse it with love, then, you know, it changes how our body feels about it.
See, I missed that step.
Yeah.
I need to do that. I'm writing that down right now. Cause I think, yeah, I mean, I can see it and I see how it all connects, but then that's the step I miss.
But, you know, we have to just remember that love always has to come first. And how does it come first? You know, if something comes up, then what are the steps we need to take to infuse all this with love? You know, do I need to look at this a little bit more or can I just infuse it with love right now? Are there people involved? What was the situation? You know, maybe we need to look at how we could have done something differently, especially if it's something that happened, you know, a couple of years ago. You know, is there something that I could have done differently to protect myself or how I was thinking about myself and just, you know, infusing all of that with love once we've kind of reviewed it a little bit. And sometimes just looking at it is enough. You know, but other times, depending on the level of pain that we're holding, you know, is how far do we have to go? But if we make it a habit of anytime anything comes up, just infusing it with love, you know, the people, the situation, ourselves, the more we make that a habit, the more it becomes our second nature to just do that. You know, something comes up. Well, this is what I do. And then and the healing that takes place. The other thing I was going to mention. If you're doing the chakra meditation where, you know, it goes all through all the blessing of the energy centers, that's going to change the body too, because you're going into each area of the body to those energy centers and you're infusing it with love. And if there's something that needs to be healed there, something's going to happen. There's going to be a chemical reaction there. I mean, just like I say, you know, it's we're moving stuff. We're, you know, Joe Dispenza talks about, you know, changing the genes in your body. You're changing things when you're infusing that with love. I mean, that's why I don't worry about going to sleep when I'm listening to it, because my hearing is still taking it in, and it's telling me exactly what to do. You know, I'm infusing this with love. I know what that feels like. I know, you know, and that's going to cause things to move around in your body. So if you've been doing that too, just be aware of that. But if you, especially if you're having a lot of movement, a lot of pains, aches and pains here and there, you know, maybe step up using that, you know, once a day or every other day. Cause it's also a long meditation. It's like 30 minutes long, but
I've done it before, but I haven't been doing it recently. Cause that one, it's like, I'm addicted to it. I love it so much. It just has, it's so powerful to me. It's just every time I do it, I feel shifts, you know, the chakra one, I think would be good too. And I think, so thank you for that. And I think that the giving it love or surrounding the situations with love, when you were saying that, I got the hit of like, I need to do that for myself. It isn't even about those people. Like I internalize, and like I said, I can't even remember who they are.
Yeah.
I remember the situation. I just remember it was a girl, it was a boy, but I don't remember who they were, what their name, none of it, you know? But then I got the hit of like, oh, it's for me. I need to give it to myself because I internalized that. And that's what needs to be forgiven. And I didn't do anything wrong per se, but I took that in and I put it somewhere, obviously, probably in my thigh. That's where I think that's where everything in my butt and my thighs. But yeah, well, I think that's what is, I think that is what is asking for attention, not the situation per se, but like the little girl that experienced that. She wants some kind of retribution or forgiveness or just, you know, so she can relax.
And she needs to feel the love, because none of that was, you know, that was feeling pain, you know?
Right. And then I agreed with it. So not only did she feel pain, but then because I internalized and believed it, it was like I was saying to her, yes, it's all true. And that's got to be even more painful when yourself is telling yourself like you're a piece of shit or you're fat or whatever, you know, it's like, well, that's what needs to be healed. That just hit me right now. Like that's what needs to be healed.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Thank you guys.
Sending you love. Now, can you guys see a heart if I do this? Does a heart? No, because I was on a Zoom call with somebody the other day, and when I did that, all these red hearts started floating around the screen. I don't know where those came from.
Too, where somebody did something like this, and it started doing like shooting fireworks out. Oh, wow. But I don't know what she did. She was just like talking, you know, and then all of a sudden.
We must have something enabled.
Yeah. Maybe I'll look into see if I can figure out what that is.
Maybe it's this AI companion thing.
At the bottom. Reactions. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. Weird.
Oh, maybe.
But it's play for related hand. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm afraid to enable anything.
I think that's it. Recognize hand gestures.
Oh, okay.
Nope, I guess not.
You enabled it?
I did. I clicked on it, but it's not doing anything.
Maybe the host has to do that.
Oh, here's one. Recognize hand gestures. Okay. Did that work? No, that didn't work.
I don't know.
I'll play with this like I have nothing else to do.
No one can figure it out either, because even when it happens, everybody's like, what is that? And where are we going?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. It just happens.
But it is kind of cool when you do this and the hearts start flying, you know? That's kind of cool.
It is cool. But like I said, it's just all the Zooms I've been on where it happens, no one knows why it's happening.
Under more.
Oh.
Oh, maybe.
No.
No?
Record on this computer is what more is.
Oh. That's weird.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay,
So,
that's good.
Gail, is there anything that you need support with at this time?
Oh, I'm plugging along. I need to do some work on taxes, and I just need to, instead of fussing about it, I just need to commit to doing a little bit every day, and it'll get done.
No pressure.
Yeah.
No pressure. Are you still being able to do your crafting in the mornings?
Yes. Oh,
Awesome.
yeah. That is
How's that
sacrosanct.
been going? Good. Good, good, good. Okay. You got something you can show us? Oh,
Oh
wow.
my God, that's beautiful.
It
What does it
is.
say? All I can see is brave.
Brave heart, kind heart, brave spirit. My nail
Ooh.
tech, who I've known for since like 93, is retiring. And we have
Oh.
seen each other through life's ups and downs.
Gosh,
And
I guess.
I'm just devastated.
Oh, I bet. That's horrible. Oh.
So I'm hoping that we're going to stay in touch. I don't know if it'll work out or not, but I'm hoping.
Yeah. Man, people come and go in our lives and we think back about them and what can you do?
Yeah.
Just relish the times that we have.
Remember them when they're gone.
Yeah.
And I've been trying a lot lately as well to, when I think about people, to reach out. Because a lot of times in the past, I wouldn't, it's just like, oh, I thought about this person, but I never reach out to them or say anything, And so recently I've been thinking, just do it. Even if it's just a quick text or, you know what I mean? It doesn't have to be like a long phone call or anything, but I've been trying to do that because I feel like I haven't put the energy into staying in touch with people. Because, yeah, that's hard, especially someone like that. Like, I don't know what I would do if my nail tech retired. I would lose my mind. I'm actually going through it right now with my hairdresser. He messed up his shoulder. And I had to actually, well, he didn't mess it up. It was from all the years of doing people's hair, right? And blow drying and whatnot. So his shoulder, he had to get replacement surgery.
Wow.
So he's out. He's been out for a while. And it happened right before I was about to get my hair cut. So I haven't got my hair cut in like months now. I'm like, Michael, please come back.
So are you just getting a trim or are you going to actually get it cut shorter?
I'm gonna get it the more cut. He usually does like just little layers, but I think I want like kind of those curtain bangs, they call them. Like kind of longer, but and then a little bit more layers. Yeah, but I can't, I don't trust anyone else, so I'm afraid to go to anyone. So I'm like, please just get better soon.
Well, I know your hair's really long, so if you get as much as 7 inches, I think it's 7 inches cut off of it, children with hair loss
I've
take
done it.
donations. Have you?
I've done it before. Yeah, I did. I
Yeah.
did it for, I think it was a women's cancer group that I had found. But yeah, the Locks for Love or whatever. Yeah, I did it one time and they did cut off. I had like a chunk that long, but I don't know if I'm going to cut it that short this time.
Yeah, the last time I had it done, my girl cut it way shorter than I wanted it to be. 'Cause then they have to, shape it after they've cut it. So then they're still taking a bunch more off. And we had done it 3 times in 5 years because my hair grows really, really fast,
Wow.
really fast.
Wow. That
And
is fast.
I'm not sure if we're going to do it again, but she's not here. I'm hoping she's going to come through in at least December. I haven't seen her since a year ago, March, so my hair's in dire need of help. But
Mine too, but that's how important even those people are to us. You know what I mean? Like just the like you said, you don't realize it, but you see them week, every other week, however often you go, and it's like, yes, it's an ongoing, very long relationship.
yeah.
I mean, my nail tech and I are, we're friends. We go out, like You know, not a lot because she lives way out, but like in the past, but when she wasn't married, we would go out and stuff, you know? So yeah, it just turns into, you know, friendship, and that's very tough to lose.
Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to move just because of my hair gal, you know. You find somebody that can actually blend gray, you know, because nobody can do that. It took her a year to blend it all. And now she was only coloring it like once every, well, like twice a year. And now it's been once a year. So, well, it's been over a year now. And I still, depending on the lighting, it doesn't look like it's gray. So, no,
it doesn't look gray at all. She does a great job. Michael's similar. Like I started getting the gray hairs and he's like, I can go in and just individually paint each one if you want. Oh, yeah, he's wow. Serious. He's like, I've done it with other women. He's like, cause you don't have enough gray to like do your whole hair and you have a beautiful color. Why would you mess that up? So I'll just go in and I'll just paint each individual gray hair. I was like, really? I was like, you wow. know how long that's going to take, right? We haven't done it yet. But he has put it out there and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I could sit in your chair that long, honestly.
Yeah.
Or what that would cost.
Yeah, that's where my brain went first. What he would charge for that.
I don't know. But he still charges it. Like his pricing is like stuck in the 90s. I mean, that's the other thing. It's like, Michael, you really need to raise your rates, but he doesn't. It's because it's all of us. We've been with him for so long. He just, yeah. What about your nail tech? When is that happening?
I have one more appointment. It's the end of the month.
Oh my God.
That's why I had to get the card going.
I love the card. She's going to love it.
Yeah, she will.
I'm assuming it's a she.
Yeah.
Okay. There could be men too. Yeah.
The guy who did my nails was a guy.
Yeah.
When I was in Colorado, he did a great job. I loved him. Actually, I wouldn't see anybody else once I started going to him.
Yeah, there's some great male nail techs too. But I just wanted to make sure I wasn't.
She's in her early 70s, and her family her family history is not long lived, and she just felt like it's time to do what she wants to do. And now that she's comfortable financially, she feels like she can do it. So I support that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And she won't just keep a few.
Well, I said, you know, if you want to just do the occasional one, she says, you're not the first client that's asked about that.
Well, she might find that she's got more time on her hands than she knows what to do with. It's possible.
See, she has she lives with her identical twin sister. They were both divorced and her ex has since died. So she's getting his social security now. And that's why she's able to retire.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But I guess if you're an identical twin, you really have a bond.
Yes, I would imagine so. What's wrong with your ear? Sorry, he just came over with his ear funny. What's wrong with this?
So anyway, there's always change.
That's one thing you can definitely count on.
So if I do not have I thought I put the May manifesting meditation on our webpage, but I may not have, but I will do that so that you can listen to it anytime. Today, like I say, is the full moon. So it's a good time to listen to that meditation and, you know, get really clear on what you want and the energy of it. And, you know, the love's got to come first. You know, when we can hold that vibration of love energy, the magic happens. And our bodies feel better. You know, we start to heal and, you know, from the inside out. But things do come up. you know, the things from the past, and we start to see how things got shaped and why we're feeling the way we do about certain things. And then we get to decide, do I want to keep feeling like this or not? You know, like my paintings, I don't want to feel like I'm being judged. You know, I want to enjoy that.
Oh, the paintings you do on rocks, that June bug was just amazing.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, I can't believe you don't feel like you can do it. Oh,
well, you know, my dad used to say, don't quit your real job, when I would show him my rocks. Of course, I was a kid and I was painting tractors and cotton fields and stuff on these little rocks. And he said I put too much detail in them. And then, you know, then this girlfriend had her comments. And so, you know, there's things that went against being creative. Yeah. And I'm looking at it now going, no, you know, it doesn't matter what you thought. Doesn't even matter. No. When my brother was here, I had done that. There's a moon. I did a moon with a multicolored dragonfly over it. Ooh. And I put it on my front door. Like, it's a canvas. I mean, you don't do that, but that's what I did. I painted the canvas black. I'll take a picture and I'll post it. But he said he needed one like that to go in his RV when he goes to St. Louis for his bone marrow transplant. Aww. And, you know, he didn't say how much he loved it. He didn't say how beautiful it was. He didn't say anything like that. He just said, I need one of those. So it was the same kind of energy of, you know, sharing that, and that was unusual. So that was cool. That I from a family member.
Well, that's why I started this acting class. Mm-hmm. It wasn't really to get back into yes, it's started that fire of me wanting to do it again. But the original reason was because of the judgment. It's like, I'm so terrified of being judged. I'm so terrified of being creative and putting myself out there, you know, and I thought, well, what better way than to just throw yourself into the fire?
Wow. That's pretty brave.
You fear, you know, and oh man, before the first class, I thought I was having a full panic attack. It was really hard to get me out the door into the class, but ever since then, it has been the best choice I've ever made. I love that class. I look forward to it every week. The people I've become close with, it's almost over. We only have like 3 weeks left, I think. And I'm really sad about that now, you know? And so I think that just showed me too, that when I step outside of my comfort zone, not all of it is going to be bad. And yes, probably, you know, someone, I will still be judged. But what we've talked about a lot in this class too, is how, you know, you're doing it for yourself and for your creativity and not to like get something, right? And if you come at it from that point of view, then it's different and you don't really care about being judged, you know, because it's like, well, they just didn't, you know, that was the thing for them.
Yeah, it's their problem, not yours.
Yeah. Well, I think in acting too, it's like, you never know what exactly they want. So you can't even say, you know what I mean? It's like, well, maybe they were really looking for a blonde, you know, or someone that looked completely different from me. And it had nothing to do with my acting. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I think you can start to like reframe the judgment, right? Where it's like, sometimes the judgment might just be, like you said, it's on them. They're in a bad mood. They're going through something. They don't, that you're not exactly what they want, or the painting isn't exactly what they want. But at the end of the day, that's reflecting them, right? And then again, we internalize it. We think it means something bad about us. And then we stop doing the things that scare us. But like, that's where we have to go to fix it, at least for me, because it's like, I can think differently in my mind all I want. But if I don't put myself in a physical situation in order to like cement the change, then it's not going to really change. So this has been really valuable for me in terms of like just putting myself out there, you know, and I'm terrified, and lots of other people are too. They say it, like one guy every time, he's like, every time before class I'm terrified, and then I get in here and I relax. So, you know, we're all feeling similar things, yet we're all showing up. And And then in class, it's like, you're so seen. There is no judgment. It's like, do the thing. If you feel that this person is going to scream their eyes out, scream your eyes out. Like, go with the bold choice. And, you know, how many times in life do people tell you to do that? And tell you it's okay and actually the thing you should be doing. It's like, wow. So in a weird way, this acting class has become like a spiritual journey for me.
Yeah. Well, and you know, you're grasping validation of yourself. You know, the only validation we need is our own. You know, the only approval we need is our own. And you're owning it, you know, and you're doing it with a community who's doing the same thing, which, you know, is like what we're doing here. You know, exactly. When we're in a community that is based in one common goal, you know, and we're here based in love to support and to overcome challenges and to rewrite those neural pathways of belief that, you know, been hanging around forever and healing those parts in our bodies. And it's happening. That's what's really exciting, is that it's happening.
I'm so proud of us.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. So would you ladies want to do the meditation together, or do you want to just do it yourselves after? Because I know Gail's got puppies to feed. It's up to you. What would you like to do?
It's a half hour.
It is. Why don't we just visit some more, and then you can do it at your convenience, but do your best to do that tonight, you know, because it is a manifesting, you know, full moon, and, you know, call on the energies of the moon and I don't know that, well, you can still call on, you know, the water and the earth, and, you know, just being fully supported by all the elements and your guardians and, you know, guardians of the heavens and the earth and your angels, and, you know, just make it a party, and they'll all show up. You know, you can set that intention now. Okay, at 8 o'clock tonight, you know, we're going to do this. And I'd love it if all of you could show up and just, you know, immerse yourselves in the love, and then let me know how it went. Because, you know, just like Rachel, you know, you might have some kind of conversation with someone who shows up that you might not have been expecting. So, yeah. Sound like a plan?
You have a little Buddha in your lap. A Bodhisattva.
Yeah.
Hi, you sweetie.
See girls?
Oh, there's a full face. Hi, baby. Oh, he's so cute. I love that little face.
He's got a dry nose finally. Oh my God. You know, his nose gets so cold, and it's always wet when it's cold. Yeah, he's going to want to play here in just a little bit.
Oh, right now he looks like he's having a moment. He's in seventh heaven.
Yeah, you missed William coming up and saying hello.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, he is so handsome.
Oh, I'm sorry I missed that. And I just want to apologize again for being late today. I just...
Just happy you could make it. Are you feeling a little better?
I feel a lot better.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Good. Today's okay, well, be sure to check Helen Chin Liu's videos for anything that might be going on with your body. Sure. You know, she also has anxiety, you know, if you're having a little anxiety. And something you can do for panic attacks. I don't know if you may not know this. If you feel like you're having a panic, starting to have a panic attack, you can put like frozen peas on your chest. And that helps to. I read it in a romance book, and then I looked it up on Mr. Google, and it's true. It will help to stimulate the vagus nerve to help calm you down.
Oh, that's interesting. No, I do actually, when I have that, I do this breath that a friend of mine told me about, but I think it's from the military. Mm. It's like a 4-4-4 breath or something like that. Four in, hold for 4-4 out, hold for 4-4 in, hold for 4, so on. And so 4-4-4, I guess 4 fours anyways, but that I think she said it's like a sniper thing or something for them to like calm themselves before they have to like do an action. And I was like, well, if it works for them, this should work for me. But I like this peas idea.
Well, and you know, if you have them handy or a bag of ice or, you know, something, but yeah, I've been very fortunate that I don't think I've ever had a panic attack. But I know that I've known people who have, and they can be pretty scary. So I feel for you if you're feeling like you're having one of those.
I mean, I've never really had them either, but that day before the first acting class, I definitely was like, I need to calm down.
Anxiety for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think it was like a full attack because I could breathe, you know, I could function, but I was like on the edge, just like, oh gosh. But I got through it. I got there. I sweated a lot.
Oh my gosh. The very first time I did one of Florence's classes, it was before the radio show. It was before everything. So it was my very first time presenting with people on the phone because it was way before Zoom. And I'm sitting there waiting, you know, the clock is ticking down, you know, and I'm so freaking nervous. And I've got sweat just rolling down both sides. And I look over and Florence's spiritual essence is sitting on the end of my desk and she's filing her nails. And I'm like, seriously, you're filing your nails? And she said, one of us has to calm down. And so she's talking to me and I started calming down, you know, because she's being all calm. And then the time came and we went live and it was fine, you know, and it's okay to tell people when you're nervous that, you know, cause we're all human, you know, and some of us are way more human than others because we do things that are, you know, I can't believe I did that, especially on a live program. But, you know, you got to love live programs. You know, I've had spiders bungee jump off the ceiling fan and stop at eye level right in the middle of an angel program. And it was the biggest inside spider I had ever seen, you know, those black fuzzy things. And he was way more freaked out than I was, and I was pretty freaked out. He had to die. He had to die. It was hard because it was an angel program. You know, you don't want to kill a spider during an angel program. That's murder. But
I went to like a Buddhist retreat one time and I took a precept that I would kill no animals or insects. So now I have to capture them.
I had to continue
then I, like,
on.
Throw them off the rails, so I'm pretty sure they die anyways.
or thump them off the screen. Yeah, one of the spiders had to do that the other day, and I felt really bad about it. But it was like, dude, I've told you to find a new home, and you guys won't listen. So here you go. Here's some help.
This is bye.
But so is William going to come say hi again before we go? So.
Yeah. Do we get one?
Come say hi.
Oh, there he is.
Hi, Uncle Hart.
Oh, so many kisses from Mama. Oh, he loves his mama.
He's my boy.
Oh, what a sweetie pie. I love his face, too. They're so cute. Oh, I love our pets. They're the best.
They are. They absolutely are.
He saved my life every day.
Yep.
Especially these last couple days.
Especially what?
He can't get enough. Especially these last couple of days, just how he's been kind of following me around and staying near me. It's like, man,
they know.
You're such a little savior. Like,
yeah,
so grateful for you.
Yeah. Look,
angels in fur.
Seriously. Oh my gosh. He is so cute. How much does he weigh, Gail?
24 pounds.
Oh yeah. Okay. He's pretty big.
Yeah.
Sister's like 21, 22. He's between 23,
24. But he's still a lap dog.
Oh, yeah. They're actually miniature Australian Labradoodles. they use the miniature poodles to develop the size.
Ah, okay. That makes sense.
And they have more, the Australian ones have more poodle than lab, quite a bit more.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
They were developed to be hypoallergenic service dogs.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So how old is Tempo?
He just turned 8.
Oh, okay. Okay. He's same age as Magic.
Oh, he is? It makes me sad. I'm like, don't stop getting older, please.
But cats live for a long time.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, I know. My other Magic, I mean, he was 10 when I lost him. And that's now, enough. You know, it is young. Yeah. But, you know, it was a very stressful environment that he was in. And he, you know, tried to take it all in.
And protect you, no
protect
doubt.
Protect me, yeah. Okay, well, ladies, this has been so lovely to meet with you. And I hope that, you know, you felt the loving support. And please do take the moment to listen to that meditation tonight. And, it, you know, especially with, you know, clearing things out of your body with the chakra one, that meditation, you know, see if you can implement that a couple of times in the next week. And yeah, so do what you can. And if, you know, if you need anything, please don't hesitate to reach out if something comes up and you need a little hand. Okay. And I'll see if I can find out what the heart thing is so we can do this and make all those little hearts fly out. So
not cool. Working for us.
Okay. Well, have a lovely evening and we'll see you next week.
Thank you so much. Have a great week.
Good night.
Have a good weekend. Good night.
You too.